Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hello, everyone. We're back for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. Episode number 114.
Where the hell did that come from?
I have no idea. You got to mix it up a little.
You know, we've used the same intro for the past couple of years, so we got to make it lively.
Yeah.
Speaking of lively.
Yeah.
You got an interesting announcement that you got to make.
Yeah, in case any of you happen to miss a podcast in the upcoming weeks, it's because I'm expecting a baby in T-minus 10 days.
All
and
right.
It could go any time now.
She's ready to go, huh?
Ready to go.
Got the bags packed?
So, you know, if it's on a night when we're supposed to be recording a podcast, it's going to be delayed.
Obviously.
By a day or two or something like that.
All right.
Just in case.
Yep.
Just to get that out of the way.
Yeah. It could be tonight.
Yeah, could be.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we got that out of the way, let's do the old traditional Camaro Z28.com staple of conversation.
Oh.
Gas and weather.
Yeah.
We're getting... We're getting bent over.
Six ways from Sunday.
Seven.
Yeah. That too. 325 is what gas is for the cheap stuff.
Yeah.
I think it was 347 last time I filled up.
I was watching that Mad Money guy on the Today Show this morning.
Yeah.
And he was saying that $4 a gallon in the next few weeks, no question about it.
Oh.
I really hate repeating things like that because it almost seems like the more people say it, the more the oil companies hear that people are saying it and go, hey, jack them up. They're expecting it.
Yeah.
So, okay, I didn't say that. Don't spread it around. All right.
So, of course, we're pissed off about that.
And the weather because we went from September to December.
Overnight.
Yeah, it's bitter cold out there already.
It hasn't climbed out of the 40s this week at all.
It's supposed to be 50 by the weekend.
I did see some snowflakes this week.
Yeah, well, me too.
Yeah, it's coming.
All-wheel
drive
is
king. Coming.
That's right. And, well, that leads into our Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah?
And we're going to do more Jones Soda taste test, right?
Oh, God.
We're going to brave that one. That's not going to be anything
gonna
like
be
the Halloween.
Horrible.
Thing. And then, of course, our Christmas episode.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Next month.
Yeah.
Wow.
The year flew by. The year just kind of poked along, and then suddenly it just flew. Now it's like picking up speed.
Yep.
And, of course, it'll slow right back down when it starts to snow and get all crappy and everything. Yeah,
that's how the winter is.
Yep. So, not a whole lot on the Camaro news front.
No, not a whole bunch this week.
But you can't help but look forward to what you're going to do with your Camaro. I know I do.
Right. There was a post in the, we can't call it the fifth gen section anymore, the 2010 Camaro news forum.
2010.
Yeah. About how the aftermarket is going to, I guess, embrace the new fifth generation Camaro.
I don't think embrace is the proper word. I think swallow is another one.
That's true.
I think it's going to be huge.
I believe it will be huge. It'll be, I don't know. Do you remember how big the aftermarket was for the 5.0 Mustang?
It's still pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean, like you pick up, well, it's not as bad as what it used to be, but it used to be you pick up like a Summit or Jegs catalog, and there'd be like a section that would, for 5.0 Mustang, that would take up a tenth of the whole damn catalog. And then like, it'd be like TPI, LT1, LS1 on three pages. And now, it's surprisingly enough, it's actually more than three pages. I don't know how that happened because we haven't had a Camaro or a Firebird, and that's mostly what that section is geared towards. We haven't had one in 5 years.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be the next 5-liter Mustang as far as the aftermarket. Everybody sees this coming a mile away, and anybody who makes parts or sells parts or anything like that is a fool for not getting ready now.
What do you think is going to be the hottest aftermarket part?
Smooth locks.
For the Camaro when it comes out. What do you think that the first thing someone's going to want to change or add?
Wheels.
Wheels?
Mm-hmm.
Lower it?
You're giving away my secrets, man. Yeah, but how are they going to lower it?
I don't know.
I do.
That's what the aftermarket's for.
Hoods and spoilers.
Hood spoilers.
I believe SLP is going to really be involved in that.
ground effects kit.
Yeah, I don't know so much about that. Well, you know, Roush and Celine, they're going to be involved, and you know, they got their own hood spoilers, ground effects, wires, and wires and wheels, and what wire wheels. Hey, La Bamba. you know, I'm concerned about. I like having a good sound system.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's going to be easy to swap something new in because I think it's going to be tightly integrated with the rest of the car.
Yeah, that's the way GM's been for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. The driver's information center is built right into the radio.
Yeah.
You got OnStar and all that built right in.
Yep. Which, you know, that causes a lot of argument right there. I'm sure some jackass is going to make a T-top conversion for it. And then when he hits something like, you know, like a small animal, it'll twist itself into a pretzel without that support. But that's okay. They'll find out. Dumbasses. I don't know. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the wheels, that's going to be the easiest thing to do for the aftermarket.
I don't know.
I think so.
It's going to be tough because nobody knows what the offset needs to be, what the max width can be. You know, I mean, everybody's going to want to go bigger and wider first thing and foremost, but without having, well, they're going to get pre-production stuff, I guess. Yeah. But it takes a while to develop a wheel. You know, I've done it, actually. It's mm-hmm. not exactly easy to get it right the first time around without considerable expense and risk. You know, wheel companies know what they're doing.
I'm sure people will be getting a hold of the computer program and trying to decompile it and making a tune for it.
I happen to know somebody that does that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do Trailblazer tuning. They're in the Mount Clemens, Detroit area. Yeah. Anyway, I asked them about that, and they said that they've already got the G8 cracked.
G8's not even out yet.
Yeah, well, they know people, and they know people who know people and everything. Tuning is a big deal.
Yeah.
I think the standard exhaust and cold air intake, I mean...
Yeah.
That might be the first one now that I think about it, because that's what everybody wants to, you know.
It's the first thing I did to my Camaro.
And how much was your cold air intake when you bought it?
Oh, boy. Like almost
$300. And it was a pipe and a filter.
Yeah, the Arizona Speed and Marine, you know, nice chrome pipe.
And then you also got an exhaust on yours.
Yeah, Borla.
Borla, and you got that from Troopy Kling?
Troopy Kling.
Remember those guys?
I wonder if they're still around.
Anybody remembers Troopy Kling, give us a call. We'll give you the contact number later on.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like, who? Troopy who? Trumpet yeah. What?
From the old F-Body list.
Yeah. Those guys were kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
Internet Racer Supply.
Oh, yeah.
Performance SS.
Yep.
Damn. Come and gone.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're going to come back. I mean, there's going to be a lot of them. There's going to be a lot of new companies.
Yeah, you're going to be seeing a lot of new faces out
there. A lot of new parts. And guess what website is going to be at the core of everything?
I don't know who.
Me and you, baby. Camaro Z28 frickin' com. Ruler of the world. Nobody can see this, but I got my arms outstretched with big fists at the end, like Joe Lewis. Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I think the aftermarket's going to be good. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So we got some of these keychains to give away.
Oh, yeah, I've only got about 500 of these things made. If you guys didn't tune in last week, which if you didn't, shame on you, I had some cool whip-ass Camaro Z28.com keychains made just to be cool. You know, throw a couple bucks on them and stick them in the CZ28store.com store. Store.com store? And, I made an offer last week that the next five callers into the podcast, for any reason, even if it's just to say, hi, my name is username, and I'm calling in to get the free keychain. Contact me for my address so you can send it to me. Done.
Yeah.
And how many voicemails did we get?
Oh, let me see. Let me look through the list here. Oh, yeah. None.
None. I'm giving away free. Hey, look. I know it's not like, you know, iPods like we used to give away, yeah. Right? But, you know, it's free. I'll even cover the postage. No big deal. I just want to give some of these away. And next five callers that leave a voicemail message on our hotline, leave your username and a message that you wanted or any other message, and that's it. Couldn't get it easier than that, right?
I know.
Well, here you go.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's all you got to do, and you get a free keychain.
Free. And it's cool.
Yeah.
We don't mess around.
No one called, but we did get an email.
Did they ask for the keychain?
I don't think so.
Well, screw them. They can't have it.
This came from, well, let me just read it here. The subject is 2010 Camaro question. Hey, Chris and Jason. This is I'm a Dude 1134 from the forums. Not all that active there, but I pop in every once in a while. I have a question about the 2010 Camaro for you guys. What color would you like your new Camaro to be? And what colors would you like to see available for the 2010 Camaro? Thanks for all your hard work on the site and podcast, and keep it up. Tim Damiano.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah.
It sounded good. It sounded classy.
Oh, okay.
Hope you got it right, though.
Yeah. Well, we've gotten this question a couple times, and we've covered it in the past. But I'm just going to say the same thing again. Black. That's what I want. I want a black one.
I'm hoping for a... I'm going to break my own pattern. I don't think I'm going to get a black one this time.
Okay.
I'm hoping for a dark gray or dark silver.
Okay.
If not, yeah, black. All day long.
Yeah.
What colors do I hope get offered?
Red, of course.
Hugger orange.
Hugger orange.
A lot of people want Bumblebee yellow because they're nerds.
Yeah. I'd like to see a navy blue, maybe a little deeper blue than the navy.
Like a midnight?
Yeah.
Midnight blue.
That would be cool.
And the other nerds want the USS Enterprise gray.
USS Enterprise?
Yeah, from Star Trek.
Okay.
And then some of the other nerds want it Millennium Falcon gray with little patches of burgundy and blue everywhere, here and there.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm taking it too far. Anything like purple, green? Green would be cool, like the old Yanko.
A forest green?
Like a forest green. I forgot the exact emerald green, I think it was the color. Okay. Somebody can correct me on that if they want to. Pick up the phone.
What about butternut yellow?
Butternut yellow? I think that would look good on a 2010 Camaro. Wouldn't look good on a fourth gen or a third gen or even a second gen. Looks great on a first gen, I think. I think it'll look good on a fifth gen, too.
Okay.
In fact, the current diecast car,
yeah,
the Series 2, the white convertible with the orange stripes.
Kind of looks butternut.
Well, no, it was originally intended to be a butternut, actually like a pale, like a off-white.
Oh.
But I couldn't get the color right, and I was afraid it'd come out looking goofy, but it would look good. I think it'd look good.
Oh, okay. Well, that covers it.
Puce. I want puce.
Thanks for your email, Tim.
Magenta. Prince Purple. Thank you for that email, buddy. Hey, I threw up. I added a new forum to the board. I got thinking about this the other day.
Uh-huh.
You know, when people go into the marketplace classifieds, they're looking for parts for sale, parts wanted and all that. Usually the first thing I do anyway is when I don't see what I'm looking for, I go to the next best place. Obviously, if a vendor doesn't have it, if I'm looking for used or whatever, I go to eBay.
Right.
I made an extra forum since we had the room in that section for Camaro on eBay, and our message board software has a feature in it where it'll grab some RSS feeds, which eBay has. Yeah. So I just did kind of like a simple thing where it grabs like a sampling of Camaro-related eBay items and throws them into the forum for everybody to look at. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Thumbnail. It's just like a quick glance, like a snapshot of what's out there. It doesn't grab everything. You know, you got to click a link and then go to eBay.
Right.
And then, you know, search for what you want to search for. But it kind of makes things easy just to see what's new. That's it. It's
excellent.
Just in the marketplace section. Camaro on eBay is the forum. And yeah. I made an announcement in the site news and updates forum.
Yeah.
So good check deal. It out. Use it.
Yeah.
And, other than that, that's pretty much it. Other than there's a new video in the video section.
Yes.
Galen Rice, which is the production company that does a lot of commercials for Chevrolet, they did another, SS lineup video.
Yeah, it looks like it's in Nevada there at the... At
Pahrump in the Spring Mountain Driving School.
Formerly the... what was that called? It was the racing school.
Yeah, the one that I went to, and I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, damn it.
Bragg Smith. Yes. Now it's Spring Mountain. It's drastically different. It's light years better.
Oh, okay.
Great cars, all the SS lineup, including the Z06, which not really the SS as far as we know.
Yeah.
But at the very end, our friend the Bumblebee makes a really cool little cameo. So it's in our video section at videos.camaroz28.com. Check it out.
Definitely.
And I guess we need to wrap this up. However, something we haven't done in a little while. And
what's that?
Here it comes. I tell you what, I'm saying this baby hard. Look up, see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Why would they get bored without a review? Or a website.
Digital homogeny.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Badass!
Yeah. Our site of the week this week is the Northwest F-Body Club. You can check them out at www.nwfbody.com. We got this as a submission to our link section.
And where can they find that, Chris?
At CamaroZ28.com/links.
And what can they do there?
They can add their own link.
Sweet.
it's a basic website. You know, club news, events, multimedia, dyno polls. It's got a section for the members, links, a FAQ, and contact us with a main page with information about the club.
Easy enough. Northwest? Is that what it is?
Yeah, the Northwest F-Body. There's a picture of some dude with a huge ass trophy on it, too.
That almost sounded a little... Jeez, that thing is huge. Yeah. The trophy.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, cool. What does it say what states they cover being Northwest or just the whole Northwest territory?
Let's see. Northwest region, it says.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're in that and you want to find a club, apparently they give away big trophies there.
Yeah, big trophies. So check them out, www.nwfbody.com.
Cool, man. Thanks for submitting that link if you got any of you guys are listening.
Yep.
So you're going to wrap it up?
That's going to wrap it up for our show.
We're going to bring on the bitter-ass weekend?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Just kidding.